The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Just a few notes about the practice that might be useful today, and that is that one of the functions of mindfulness practice is not about being mindful, but rather how mindfulness creates space in the field of awareness for something different to fill it than would be fill it if you just kept being preoccupied. If you kept reflecting and thinking, ruminating, planning, it's kind of crowded. Some people's minds are claustrophobic or overcrowded. And so I remember once someone described their mind as being kind of a four-wheel clover freeway entrance and exit during rush hour. There was no exit. They're just going around and around on this four-leaf clover kind of entrance and exit of the freeway. I thought that was interesting. And so the idea is to create a wide open highway for your mind, for your heart, for your for your whole being. And so this idea of coming back to the breathing is about the breathing. It's about mindfulness of breathing. But it's more than that. It's about quieting and letting go of your thoughts enough that there's more space in the mind to experience the breathing, but also for something else to happen that can't happen if you're always thinking. And so the analogy I kind of like for myself at least is that I'm in the forest hiking, and there's a very, very faint bird sound far in the distance. And I want to hear and kind of figure out what kind of bird that is. I would stop, get quiet. I may even close my eyes. And I would let my mind, thinking mind, become quiet as I could. So all I'm doing is listening to the sound to take it in. So I'm making space to just hear the sound. So if you can just realize how valuable it is to quiet your thinking, to make a kind of space of awareness for the breathing, for your body, for your inner life, it allows something like something precious, like some maybe rare bird in there, rare because it doesn't get a chance to be seen, to play its song. It allows something to grow, something to open, something to reveal itself that you don't have any control over exactly. It's not like you have an agenda, you're trying to. If you always have an agenda on meditation, trying to get concentrated, for example, trying to get mindful, you might not be creating that space, that room, breathing room, for something else to begin unfolding and showing itself and growing in you, maybe. And so as you go about today, you might see what it'd be like for you to create a kind of breathing room and awareness for something which is not your making, not your agenda, to show itself, to reveal itself, if you have more space in your mind, more time, that's space and awareness which is not so crowded with thoughts, maybe even empty of thoughts, not for the purposes of being kind of, dull-witted, but rather empty of thoughts so that you can actually feel some of the inner richness that might begin showing itself if you just make space for it. So thank you for being here. And for those of you coming to see me, I look forward to meeting you.